Grace to you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Text for our meditation this morning is this 23rd Psalm. We hear it now from the King James Version. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is our text. This fourth Sunday of the Easter season has always been designated as Good Shepherd Sunday. And our focus just almost naturally goes back to this 23rd Psalm that paints that beautiful picture for us of our Lord as our Good Shepherd. We see so many pictures of him carrying a lamb in his arms while the flock follows around at his feet. That image of Jesus as a Good Shepherd who cares and loves his flock is probably one of the most beloved images of the Christian church. This 23rd Psalm, almost every word, almost every phrase just is overflowing with meaning. Very deep and rich meanings. It would do us well to take the time to look at every word and every phrase in this psalm, but we only have a little bit of time this morning, so we'll going to do that a little more briefly. We'll pick up on it some more in our Bible classes this after church to get a taste of how rich this psalm really is. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord, usually all capital letters, the Lord. He is Yahweh, the God of the covenant, the God of grace and mercy, the God of love. It is his most important revelation of himself, where he shows himself to be the one true God. The one true God who has revealed himself to us as the triune God. He is our creator. We were all originally made in his own image. He has also revealed himself to be our redeemer. He has bought us back from sin and death by his sacrifice on the cross. He is also our sanctifier. It is his job to make sure that we remain in this one true faith throughout our lives until that moment when he calls us home. Yahweh, the eternal God, the one who brings life, the one who is life. And this God wants to be known to all people for the deep love that he has for them. A love that he showed us when he sought us out when we were lost. A love that compelled him to send his son to save us from the consequences of our sins. Because of the depth of his love for us in Christ Jesus, we are forgiven all of our sins, past, present, and future. Because of his deep love for us, we are redeemed. We have been saved from the consequences of sin, saved from eternal damnation, and saved for eternal life. This Lord, Yahweh, is my shepherd. My shepherd. I think it's interesting that he doesn't say he's our shepherd. This whole psalm is very personal. The Lord is my shepherd. His great love is all about you. His great love is all for you. Yes, God so loved the world, but it gets its real meaning when it reaches the heart of you, of each and every individual in the world. But now, thus says the Lord who created you, fear not, for I have redeemed you. Again, a singular word. Fear not. I have redeemed you. And I have called you by your name. And you are mine. The Lord is my shepherd. The job of a shepherd is to take care of his sheep. And it's a full-time job because the shepherd has to make sure that each and every one of his sheep has the right food to eat, good, cool, clean water to drink, a place to rest, and protection from all of his enemies. And that's the image David is painting there with the words, green pastures and still waters. And as I said, for the shepherd, that's a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week, 365-day-a-year job. Why? Because the sheep are really good at getting lost. They're really good about getting hurt. They're really good about eating all the wrong things and getting sick. They're really good at getting lost. And the sheep need to know that their shepherd will always be there with them and will always be there for them whenever they need him. And they even need to know that he will always be there for them, even when they don't know they need him. He restores my soul. I shall not want. As sheep in the flock of the Good Shepherd, we are all well cared for. We will lack nothing. Our good shepherd will give us every good and perfect gift. He will make sure that we have everything we need to support this body and life. His blessings, especially the spiritual blessings, they will never dry up or run out. They will always overflow to us in abundance. He leads me in the paths of righteousness. He leads. He chooses my path. Always away from danger. Always toward green pastures and still waters. Always onward to our heavenly home. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Why do the sheep willingly follow their good shepherd? Because the good shepherd promises that he will always be at their, always be working all things together for their good. Even shadows, even the shadow of death. There are two words that I want you to take special note of this morning. Shadows and through. David writes, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will walk through the shadows. Life at times will take us into valleys of shadows. We need to remember that even in the darkest of shadows, our good shepherd is there with us, guarding and protecting, leading and guiding us through them all. And he promises us, and he assures us, that we are always going to go through those valleys and through those shadows. And we will come through them safely. His rod and his staff will not only lead and guide us, but will also guard and protect us against all of our enemies. The Lord is our good shepherd, and he is the Almighty God. His power and his love will sustain us and protect us against every evil, which are in reality only shadows. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Enemies are all around us in this world. They seek to harm us. They want to destroy us. But as sheep in the fold of the Good Shepherd, we are always safe and secure, because we can always abundantly feast on the abundant blessings our Good Shepherd provides for us. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He has called us to be sheep in his flock. He is the good shepherd of that flock. He himself will keep us safe and secure. And when this life is ended, we will immediately enter into the fullness of life forever. And then every tear, every sorrow, every pain, every enemy, every shadow will be gone. And the only thing that will be left is joy and pleasures forevermore. That's the promise. Jesus says to us today, I will give you eternal life, and you will never perish. That's our hope. That's our sure and certain hope. Because Jesus is our good shepherd, we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We will enjoy that perfect life in heaven with our Savior God. forever. The Lord is my good shepherd. Doesn't get any better than that. Amen. We rise. And now may the peace of God that pierces all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen. We make confession of our most holy faith in the words of the Nicene Creed printed in your worship folder this morning.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of His Father before all worlds, God of God, Light of Light, very God, begotten, not made, being of some substance of power, out of all things were made,
See you.